live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
And that was the difference to me, is the Rockets were getting open shots and not making them. Most of the Warriors' shots were really contested. I mean, the Rockets played as good a defense last night as I've seen them play a full game. And I thought the fourth quarter of game four was the best I'd seen them play defense. They put four quarters together, and they really played very well on that end of the floor. They made the Warriors work for just about everything. The Warriors got some open looks because they do, but boy, they didn't get many.
This is the thing with the Astros. We're looking at them going, this is the first time the Astros are really showing you anything close to resembling a hot streak where they've won, well, like 11 out of 14 now. So the fact that, well, the Astros were struggling and they were playing, you know, five, six games over 500, this team's going to go on three or four runs. Nobody expected their pitching to be as good as it is. I think we knew their pitching would be good in the rotation. We didn't think it would be all-time good.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At producer T. Scott today. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also join us on live stream and catch us there if you wish to see what we look like. I don't know why you would, but there you are. You can make comments on there. We'll be happy to read those as well. If you missed the first 2 hours, Patrick Creighton did a little fill in there for AJ, who was off winning money playing poker, and did a pretty decent job. He's going to Vegas for the first time, so. A bunch of us gave him tips on what to do.
Oh, Patrick Creighton is?
Yeah.
What's he doing out there?
He's going out there for the Golden Knights games.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So if you missed all that, available at podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. Welcome to the show. And you will need to go back to podcastarena.com to hear that. But AJ's been here the last 30 minutes with RJ, which... I'll be glad when this series is over so one of you guys can just be right.
It's okay. I don't mind being wrong.
It's funny because he's not going to admit to being wrong. He's going to admit that he's going to say it was a good bet. And I think it was a good bet. But I don't know. I mean, with Chris Paul out, I don't know what's going to happen. I have a feeling the Rockets are going to go out and play really well Saturday night. At some point, James Harden has to make a three-pointer. You can't go 0 for 20. He's got to show up. If he doesn't, they're losing both these games. He's got two games to become James Harden again for them to have a chance. Yeah. And, you know, I think the defense is going to suffer a little bit, but, man, there's room for improvement with the Rockets. There really is. Alpha, what I saw yesterday, and we talked about this in the first hour before you got here, but it was driving me nuts that the announcers are sitting there going, oh, they took the Rockets' best shot and they're only down two. It's like, were you watching the game? The Rockets missed, I don't know how many wide-open three-pointers. I don't consider that their best shot.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
No. James Harden is like 0 for his last 1 million from three, so I'm going to go no.
So what do you think about the game tonight?
I feel like Cleveland's going to hold serve. I'm kind of with you. I think Game 7 is where we're headed. I honestly think Game 7 is where we're heading in both these series.
Yeah.
But, you know, the pressure is obviously on Cleveland. They've got the best player in the world on their team, and they're trying their best to keep him in Cleveland. And my guess is not even getting to the finals would just make it easier for him to walk away.
Yeah, I think you're right. I was actually looking at it. Cleveland minus 7's a little more than I want to give up. But I do think the Cavs get it done tonight, and that one goes to a Game 7, and we'll see what happens with Rockets-Warriors. I don't know what to expect out of the Rockets minus Chris Paul. And kind of like you were saying, with RJ, I'd almost feel better about their chances if it were Harden out and not Paul. Almost.
I think I would feel better right now if Harden were out and not Paul.
But I do think at some point we're going to see good James Harden. He can't just be this bad. I mean, he's played six bad quarters in a row. The first half of the game four, he was really good. They need that guy for a full game. And if they can get it, they got a chance. Otherwise, then none of this is going to matter. And I was telling Patrick in the first segment that, to me, this feels a little bit like it did the day after the Astros won the World Series when we found out Deshaun Watson was dead. It's kind of how I feel about the Rockets right now. It's like, huge win. You're all excited. Chris Paul's dead.
I did like that I didn't have to deal with all the people telling me what an a-hole and a loser I was last night on Twitter, because I didn't tweet the game necessarily. It was really just one guy who came at me, of course, after the game. And you know what? I'm not going to even read his tweets, but...
Is that the same one that said we weren't allowed to celebrate the Rockets?
No. He said that local radio hosts need to know their role. So, which basically means you're supposed to, like, I'm supposed to be a red rowdy.
Oh, that's your role?
That's my role, apparently.
Okay. Interesting.
So, but that's okay. For the most part, I didn't. And listen, if, again, I didn't bet on this series.
Yeah.
I don't bet on the NBA. So whatever happens, it doesn't. It's not going to make me. It's not going to make my day better or worse. So if the Rockets win, good. Like I said, championships in this city are good for business for us.
Yeah.
All I said all along was, I thought the Warriors would win. I like the Warriors better. I like the way they're constructed better. If the Rockets win, that's awesome too. I promise you, I don't hate the Houston Rockets.
Oh, you're not allowed to celebrate if they win.
Okay. That's fine.
You're not allowed.
You know, I was listening to Raheel and Dell on my way in.
I'm sorry.
It was brutal. No, on my way into Prime this morning, and they were talking about how it's understandable that you haven't, that people haven't really grabbed on to this team and gotten passionate about this team the last several seasons. Because, and let's face it, and I've said this all along, it's hard. I couldn't root for a team with James Harden and Dwight Howard as their two best players. It was basically impossible for me.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, with all the changes they've made and the changes that the team has made, not just in personnel, but in style of play, it's harder not to root for the Rockets. And, you know, I've said this before. I grew up a Rockets fan. I love the 94-95 teams. I even love the Yao T-Mac teams. I just have a hard time getting on board the James Harden wagon. But it's undeniable that this team is easier to cheer for than it has been the last couple of years. It's easier to watch than it has been the last couple of years. And it's just grittier. They're just better. But they also did say that I understand if you hate James Harden, it's hard to really buy in completely.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. I don't hate James Harden. I don't really hate any professional athletes, because I mean, they don't, none of them, I don't have personal relationships with very many, and especially ones that I dislike. But if, you know, I don't think this team would be as good without James. They'd just be easier to cheer for. As it stands, you know, if the Rockets win, I'll be happy for them. I'll be happy for them. I'll be really happy for the city.
I've said all along, I like what I've seen out of this team, but I can't believe in them until I see them beat the Warriors. And if they beat the Warriors, then, you know, I'm going to be the first one to say, man, they legitimately were the better team. Because if I can beat the Warriors without Chris Paul, and last night they looked like the better team to me. They really did. And it was a competitive game the whole way, and it came down to turnovers again, which it's been every game in this series.
Well,
but they had more open looks that they missed than the Warriors had open looks that they missed.
The biggest problem for the Warriors is the Warriors are playing like the Rockets have been playing.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the first segment, that Lance always says you can't out-warrior the Warriors. Well, the Warriors are trying to out-rocket the Rockets.
And you know what? A lot of it is credit to the Rockets' defense for slowing down. Like, Kevin Durant gets at the top of the key in ISO, and everything else is kind of clogged up. But a lot of that is because the Warriors aren't moving like they normally do. Listen, I watch the Warriors probably more than any team other than the Rockets. And the Warriors, when they're at their best, are like a 350-pass-per-game team. This season, they've been down from that. I think they're down to like 330, which is why in my opinion, the team hasn't looked as good as they did in their three championship appearances. This particular series, I think they're in the 270s or 280s, which is a dramatic drop off. And Steve Kerr is a guy who prioritizes that he emphasizes we've got to move the ball around, and they're just not doing it. And it's not Warriors basketball. And if the Warriors aren't playing Warriors basketball, they should lose. You know, I mean, it's they're not dancing with who brung them. They're not dancing with or they're not playing the game that got them where they are.
All right. Christina says props to AJ on his article. Funny to read all at once, and sometimes it's hard to catch people's reactions on timelines when everyone is tweeting about the same thing. That's true. I had fun with that. I enjoyed reading that this morning, and it's on Sports Map, and that's kind of a cool way to do it. It's like, okay, here's all the tweets I would have sent out, and I thought it was very well done. All right, tomorrow we're gonna be drinking a little bit since we'll be at the Royal
Wedding. Oh yes, I'll be drinking tonight.
I am too, actually. Matter of fact,
my boy Dave Tepper. We're gonna pound some brewskis.
Yeah, Dave's sitting there. We're gonna have Dave on here. In a minute. Finally.
One of us is going to end up pregnant tonight.
I've been teasing this for an hour and a half. So, but yeah, we're going to go out with Christina and some other friends tonight. So, nice. going over the Maple Leaf. I hadn't been over there in forever.
Right on.
So, guess what I'm going to be taking with me? My Thrive Plus, because guys, if you're going to drink, and you know, we like to drink, you need Thrive Plus. Especially you get over 30, man, even a few drinks, you kind of feel, yeah. The next day, and especially if you're going to drink during a Rockets game on a Thursday night and have to get up and go to work on Friday morning, you need to be 100%. And even after a few drinks, you might not be. With Thrive Plus, you are. It's a vitamin you take whenever you drink alcohol. Very simple. You just take 3 capsules after your last beverage or before you go to bed. And it's a dollar a capsule. So for $3, that's all it takes to feel better the next morning. I'm all about that, man. Thrive Plus is designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects by giving your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. And listen, I'm not a scientist, but it works. You don't have to take my word for it on the science. Take that from the Princeton graduate and their 5 PhDs. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. So whether it's 5 drinks, 10 drinks, just take 3 Thrive Plus capsules. You might have seen them on Shark Tank, too. They're Houston-based. So if you order before 4 o'clock, you're going to receive the product on your doorstep the next day. So give it a try. To order Thrive Plus, just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon. So if you want to order it that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Carbach Brewing. Listen, if you haven't been by the restaurant, I don't know what you're waiting for. That place is out of this world. Fantastic food. I'm not talking like bar food. I'm talking gourmet food. And it all pairs perfectly with the great beers that they've got on the wall at the restaurant. Weekday Warrior, the Session IPA, the Blood Orange Rattler, Tasty Wave Summer Ale, and Mango Hop Delusion, all available now, all great summer drinks. They do bingo in the beer garden every Monday night at 6. Grab some food from the restaurant, bring your dog out, and they usually have tickets to local sporting events going on out there. Love Street Blues Series every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. There's no charge to listen to the live music. You just buy your own beers and sit back and have a good time. Carbach's got a lot of brews going out right now. Make sure you stop by your favorite grocery store or bar today. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Very excited to have in studio with us, and you can actually see him if you go to livestream.com.
The new owner of the Carolina Panthers.
Thank you.
The little bit less racist owner of the Carolina Panthers. A little less racist than the old one.
A little less.
Slightly.
Yeah, just barely.
So you think.
A little more handsy, though.
Way more handsy.
Thank you. That's what radio does, man. It gives you the kind of dough.
That's right.
You know, to...
Your upper management now.
Yeah. No, I just worked a couple of board shifts.
Okay.
You know, did a couple remotes and... It put me over the top.
It's doing that Kansas City Chiefs stuff, man. That's what it is.
That got me a little bit of a connection.
Yeah.
And then off I go buying the Panthers. This is quite an arrangement you guys have here.
What do you think of this?
I mean, whose idea was it to put you ugly son of a bitches
Fred,
on these TVs
Fred
here?
Begged them to do it. Fred is the ugliest dude who works here, yes. And he begged and begged.
I did not beg.
To be on camera.
This is quite a... I mean, I was only here in December. Yeah. Was the last visit.
Oh, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot different. I mean, it really looks... It looks great in here, but, I mean, geez almighty, what a scene.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on in here, Fred? You run this place. I know you said that the last time I was here. What is this arrangement? You got big TV lights and...
Well, the idea is, and because Sports Map is such an important part of what we do now, the website, not the...
What is a Sports Map? Where can I go on that map?
It takes you everywhere. Yeah, you can see, you can get what AJ would have tweeted last night if he'd actually been watching the game.
That's true.
Okay.
Got a whole article on that. And we broke our record for page views this month, and we still have almost a week left. So people are loving Sports Map. But the idea is, if we have something really cool, like say we had a guest like the Carolina Panthers owner come on.
Thank you.
Then we could pull the video off and put it on the website.
Nice.
We've done that with a couple things. We did it with a segment that we did on which NFL team the host at the station would be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which NFL team the hosts...
Yeah, like Barry Warner would be the Cleveland Browns.
He's still here?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, yeah. I produce his show.
What map is he on? I got to make sure I don't get on that map.
But he speaks so highly of you, man.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he
does. It's on an ancient scroll.
Barry Warner. It's the map to the cockroach of radio.
Oh,
there it is.
My goodness.
There he is. Holy mercy. You guys have, other than Barry, of course. You guys got some real good talent in this joint with Lance. I was listening to him this morning with John talking about these Rockets, which is awesome.
Yeah, getting Lance and John back together again was fantastic for us, and I think it's helped the whole station. I love those guys going way back. I mean, that's why I'm in radio is because of them. So having those guys and Barry and Joel's show's really gotten they've really got a good chemistry going now, and I mean, we're doing very well as a station. And you know, of course, we had the best show, but.
You do.
The other shows are pretty good.
Look at you guys. I mean, look at this. It's amazing. The biggest sports show in the city.
Who would have thought? Who thought to put this crew together? I can't imagine someone would look at these two guys and say, hey, maybe these guys will work out. I mean, that's it's crazy. And to think that Fred begged you to hire David Dilotti instead of me.
He still, I think, is putting in for David Dilotti. I think he wants to get a remote set up to his supercuts just so he can do the show from there.
I guess we could tell people what we did to poor Jong when Dave decided to hire AJ. We went in and told Jong that we were going to hire someone else.
Who was it?
David Dilotti.
Oh, boy.
It was pretty funny.
I remember when we had... Special K come in. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The gay dude from KRB in the morning, and he came in, and he came in to announce that he was your new co-host.
That was pretty funny.
People were very excited about such a thing.
Yeah, it's going to be such a fun show.
No, it's awesome, man, what you guys have done with this thing. And actually, the reality is, fellas, we believe that you guys could do this. We did. We've said for a long time. Long before I left, that this is the best show in the city, even better than the crappy ones that I participated in.
That's right. Much better than those.
Much better than those.
Well, there were some good shows there. You guys had some especially when it was you, Carl, and Takahashi. You guys had some nice shows back then.
We had some good moments for sure. But you guys, it's a special thing, so I'm very happy for you guys. I cannot say enough to see the successes that you're having. It's well-deserved. It's a tough. I mean, the ratings game is a difficult one,
and no doubt,
and
fickle one.
It is. So it's an honor when you have them, embrace them. You guys have earned them, and just man, keep it up. The city obviously is enjoying you guys.
That's the thing. It we're just trying to work harder now that we are where we are, so we stay there and get even better.
So is this hour on the sports?
It was on 94.1. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it on both stations.
God, you need it, man. Because I was out there at KD yesterday at No Labels, and one of our old coworkers, Abel Rodriguez. And
you really going to get me started on this?
Yeah, Katie and Sugarland, we know are soft spots. And,
yeah, well, they always have.
And that's
I'm in there in Todd's office every time the ratings book comes out and our show is just stomping a hole in everything else. I'm like, hey, you know what would be really awesome if like half the city could hear us? Imagine what we could do then.
Yeah, that's about it. Well, half the city does get to hear you.
Well, that's true.
But yeah, eventually, none of us have made any secret about the fact that we'd love to be able to simulcast it on both stations for all 3 hours. So we're pushing for that.
I love it. Well, you guys are growing this whole TV thing in here. I mean, my gosh, Fred, I need some of that tar you put on your head a couple of years ago. It's just showing how old I have now become. So
you need a hat. Yeah. Just cover up as much of my face as possible.
And
I only look partially disgusting. So,
well, I was excited for if I can talk rockets with you.
Yeah.
That was. This has been a fun series, man.
No doubt.
This has been a great series just to watch. And that first game was such an embarrassment that I'm watching that one and I'm going, man, this actually, because everyone was burying them. And I'm like,
yeah, myself included.
Well, yeah, but
Fred said they're going to come out and win game two. I was like, are you out of your damn
you
mind?
You did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you. I mean, yeah. Fred, like, but really when you saw them get humiliated there in that opening game, it's like, if you guys don't have some balls, no one's giving you a shot. I mean, if you're D'Antoni, it's like, fellas, I mean, suck it up here. Let's put some effort into this thing for a minute. I mean, there's no reason. This isn't March Madness here. And the fact they've clawed their way back into this thing, I think in many ways it shows that these guys just didn't want to lay down and be humiliated. Yeah. And the fact that they were for a couple of games, really.
Yeah, 41 points in game three.
I know.
Yeah, that was not good.
It was not good, but these guys decided to play some defense and get up in these guys' faces. And it's been great to see. I mean, it's really, really been great to see. And I hope they can finish it off. Why not?
Well, I think not having Chris Paul is the why not. And they've got to get Harden up. You can't go 0 for 20 on threes. How do you do that? Look, you make one by accident, right? You just keep throwing them up there. Sooner or later, one of them's going to bounce off the backboard or something.
Look, it happens. People get hurt. And Chris Paul has been an unbelievable driver for this team. I thought last night was so great. I mean, just his veteran presence. I mean, it was during one of the timeouts, coming out of one of the breaks or something in the fourth quarter, and you see him on TV. And he's going up to James Harden, and he's just like, come on, let's finish this. You know, let's keep our focus in here. Let's keep defending. Let's finish this. Like that, other than, of course, what this guy does with his talent, that leadership, man, the fact that he can go to a guy like James Harden, which, you know, sometimes you can question how focused and locked in he is, that'll be missed more than any of it. But what are you going to do? I mean, the guy is out, and it's the same kind of thing as it was after game one and three. Like, what do you want to do, sit around and feel sorry for yourselves? Yeah. Or somebody step up and have an opportunity to really do something cool here? So you just who knows?
And that's what he does. He breaks. You kind of knew that.
You knew the deal when you signed him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not an 82-game-a-year guy, and he wasn't an 82-game-a-year guy this year. And somebody said to me today, well, James, it's surprising because Chris has been healthy this year. I was like, no. I think maybe people forget because the Rockets didn't struggle as much. Like, they didn't fall completely off the map when they lost him. That dude missed 24 games in the regular season. That's a lot of games. That's a good chunk. You know, that's not a healthy season. And he's had really one healthy season in the last five. I mean, this is just what he is. He's a guy who's great when you've got him. But he's going to get hurt. And we knew that when they signed him. It's just crappy timing, you know, which...
Well, I mean, what are you going to do, though, right?
What
can you do?
And, you know, people say, well, the Warriors keep catching breaks. You know, the right guys are getting hurt every time, which to me is sort of a cop-out because every team has injuries. But you know what?
They miss...
That's part of it.
They miss Iguodala, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That's a guy whose his job is to guard the other team's best guard.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been without him the last two games, and I don't... I was talking to John and Lance at the poker club, and I said, if Iguodala played in the last two games, do you think the Rockets would have gone 2-0? My answer is no. I'm not saying they would have lost both either, but those are both really close games, and if you can take out some of those crappy minutes that they got from Quinn Cook or Sean Livingston, Kayvon Looney, and replace those with Iguodala minutes, it's hard for me to imagine that the Warriors don't win at least one of those two games.
Yeah, I mean, maybe so. That's the thing. I mean, guys are going to get hurt. People have to step up. And the thing that is, if you're the Rockets, what's nice about it is there's no question that they are outmanned in this series, healthy or not. I mean, that's an outmanned team with the talent that Golden State has. But your best bet going against that is just you can be tougher than them.
Yeah.
You can get in their faces. Yeah. You can defend. And that equalizes a lot of things. And you can see that with the difficulty they're having and their scoring and their assists being down, that just the physicality that the Rockets are bringing to this thing, it's leveled it out a bit. And it's been great to see them claw their way back and now be in this lead. And who knows? Who knows what can happen? Someone else can step up. And there's a psychology to knowing what you're actually doing that they should still feel confident in themselves.
Obviously, it'd be really nice if Chris Paul was going to play.
Of course.
But
what are you going to do?
I'll tell you what this is. This is a chance for James Harden to show people why he is going to be the league's MVP. And from a legacy standpoint, if he goes in and wins this series without Chris Paul, it can be like, you know what? That's a big middle finger to everybody.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, and now, granted, he'd have to go on and win the next series for that middle finger to really work.
Right.
Because if you give the big middle finger and then you lose to the Cavs or the Celtics, then it that ain't good. But yeah, I think this is an opportunity for James Harden to shut up a lot of people like me who have always said this is a guy who shrinks in the biggest moments. And honestly, I mean, had the Rockets lost that game last night, which they obviously very easily could have, if Draymond doesn't drop the ball and it goes to overtime, who would you feel better about in overtime? I mean, with the way the Rockets had been shooting. If the Warriors win last night, this is another example of, God, did you see what James Harden did in that loss?
Yeah.
Instead, it gets covered up by a win. If they can win this series without Chris Paul, James Harden is going to have a nice feather in his cap.
Stick around with us for a little bit.
What do you got? Are you busy?
Not until we get drinking in a little bit, my man.
Oh, yes. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. You guys know I say this all the time. It's the only place I trust to take care of my bike. It's not the closest dealership to my house. But it doesn't matter. It's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. In fact, there's some dealerships, I'm not going to name names, but there are dealerships in Houston that have hourly employees taking apart and putting back together your bike. I don't know about you guys. I don't feel comfortable with that. I like that master technician term. That feels better for me. Sun's out. It's time to ride. And right now, you buy a new 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle, you'll get free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only at Republic Harley-Davidson. The Memorial Day sidewalk sale is going on through Saturday. You can register for your chance to win a free Weber gas grill. And then next Saturday, June 6th, coming right in the 8th annual Parade of Chrome Law Enforcement Memorial Ride. Benefiting the Sugarland Police Department, there's going to be food, SWAT vehicles out there, drinks, and a 45-minute escorted ride. Riders, get free tickets to the Sugarland Skeeters game, but to ride, you must register either online or the day of the event at Republic HD from 2 to 4. You meet at Republic, you get a free t-shirt if you're one of the first 100 people to register. Go to republichd.com for more details about the ride. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, you name it, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Dave Tepper here in town for the royal wedding, which the real royal wedding, not the fake one from last week.
I am so happy for John. I mean, that guy has done so much in his life. He's the one guy I know of all that deserves to lose his virginity this weekend.
Finally,
so, yeah. I'm very excited for him to finally have that milestone. And I understand we're all going to be able to participate and witness that.
Witness, yeah. Not participate.
No, it's going to be like, it's like Game of Thrones where everybody watches.
That's that is an Asian tradition.
Yeah. So we all get to watch. Yeah.
Well, I got a different invitation then.
I got a ticket last night on my way home from my cousin's graduation. But I think I want to shout out the officer because I could have gotten a speeding ticket. I didn't. I got pulled over, and at first I was like, oh, really, dude? It's going 55 and a 45.
Okay.
Which, when he told me that, I was like, he said, you were going 55 miles an hour. He's like, are you aware of the speed limit? And this is in Fort Bend County. No, I'm not aware of the speed
yeah,
limit.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, it's 45. And my initial response is, really, dude?
Yeah.
But I bit my tongue, and he gave me a warning on the speed. Unfortunately, this is how clueless I am about what's going on in my life. My registration sticker expired in February. So I had no idea. I don't check the mailbox. I don't have any idea what's going on. So
see, we got new vehicles basically the same time because both of us were in accidents that destroyed our vehicles. I should know to warn you that because mine's February every year.
Well,
so I guess that's my responsibility now. Is I got to make sure you know
yeah.
that.
I need you and my wife to play secretary for me. But yeah, I got a ticket for expired registration. But I think they gave me a court date. And I think if I go down if I've got it taken care of, they're gonna be like, "Cool, you're free
yeah."
To go.
If you go in and show proof that you got it fixed and got it all done, you're good.
Boom! Look at you. Your show's number one. You don't drive the speed limit. Yeah. Your car's not registered.
That's right. I'm an outlaw.
You show up at 5:30 for your show. I mean, I love it. Look at you,
rebel without a cause, Dave.
Fred's like, "Yeah, he's not coming in until I don't know, like 5 or something." I was like, "Oh, terrific!"
So, thanks, Deputy Garcia, for not giving me a speeding ticket. There I appreciate you go. That.
Very cool of him. Yeah.
Is that an endorsement?
No.
Oh.
No.
The
I mean, he still gave me a ticket.
Yeah, I've gotten so paranoid about my inspection sticker that I get it done the month before now.
I almost told him that I knew Fred Fowler. I was thinking maybe that would get me out.
That might have. Well, no, not if it was in Fort Bend County. They can't hear us. So
there's that. Yeah, I knew as soon as I got pulled over there, he was going to be like, "Who the hell is this guy?" Yeah, there was no chance he knew he was a listener. That wouldn't happen. Beaumont, maybe I could get out of a ticket.
Beaumont. They not only that. They
Lake
probably,
Charles, Louisiana. Maybe I could get out of a ticket.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
You know, Jackson, Mississippi. Maybe I could get out of a ticket. But Sugarland, no.
Destin, Florida. Yes.
Berlin, Germany, they can hear us fine. Not in Sugarland, though.
We have listeners in Singapore. Hey,
I think that guy listens on the app, though.
Yeah, most of the ones we're talking about listen on the app. Jeez. But no, we've got a really good signal in most places. Just everybody has dead spots, and that's one of them for us, unfortunately.
Well, I hope it gets better because it feels worse since the last time I was here. Truly,
but no, they've actually fixed it. It's and
oh my god,
I can hear it up north much farther than I ever could before. I can hear it all the way to Huntsville. Yeah, it's just
north,
one
like
direction,
like the third floor of your new condo. North,
no, like Huntsville.
The sixth floor. Yeah. He's a rich now, Tepper. I don't know if you missed this while you were gone.
The sixth floor, you can hear it clearly. That I could probably
became a rich.
I see.
Yeah, Tepper leaves, and suddenly I'm a rich. I don't know how that happened.
Well, you run the place.
You got his dough.
I've seen your office back there, and all that. It's terrific.
Yeah, the one that has all the pictures of me.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one. When I was getting my tour.
40 self-portraits in one office. I don't know how he even does it.
When I was getting my tour of the back there, and Christina and Snow, they were like, "Well, this is Fred's office." I said, "No, it's not." They said, "Oh, yes, it is." I said, "No, I mean, unless he took down all the pictures at the cathedral of himself." And sure enough, we went next door and said, "There it is. There, there's Fred. That must be his office."
Jeez. It's five pictures. It's like poker pictures. Okay?
It's five pictures, but your office is literally like a 10 by 10 space. I mean, it's not very big.
Who puts pictures of themselves on their own desk?
I do.
I mean, who does that?
I do.
And not one picture, but like three
multiple.
Of them.
Multiple.
I mean, I love it.
All right, well, let's take this in context, okay. All right? One of them is my first trip to the World Series of Poker.
Okay.
So I have a photo from that. I have one of them is from the Seven Clans over at Coushatta wearing a 1560 hat. That's kind of a tip to the original group here, right? And then when I got married. The wife's in that one, too. So there's only three.
I'll give you the wife one, but the single
one. The wife
ones
one
are...
acceptable, yeah. Like, the poker ones, like, if there was a giant stack of cash in front of you and a bracelet, I would say, okay, that makes sense. But, I mean, come on.
Well, this place
you can actually you can actually take fake photos of that. Which
that's what you should have done.
I did not do that. So, anyway.
All right, guys. I got to tell you, it's Golfgate time. I wanted to make as smooth a transition as possible to tell you guys about the savings never stopping at Golfgate. Save more during the Jeep celebration event going on now at Golfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Golfgate is your savings headquarters. Monday through Friday and every Sunday. That's right, they're open on Sundays. You lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 a month. And if you need a lift, you got it. For a limited time, get a free lift kit with every purchase of any new Jeep Wrangler. Find savings all over the lot. 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cabs for only $27,195. And when you purchase any new Ram, you guessed it, you'll get a free lift kit. Gulfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry down to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months, $39.95 due at signing, plus TT&L. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab, must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TT&L. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra. Offers expire 5/31/18.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Check out SportsMap. A.J.'s on there. That's all you need to know today. SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Greatest website in the history of the known universe. I freaking love this song, by the way, Tyler. Good choice.
That's why I play it, to butter you up.
I have performed this song live, believe it or not. You know what? I want to spend as much time with Dave as possible, so let's knock out stupid stuff right now.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
But you've got 9 teams that have no shot at the playoffs pretty much right now. If you're a fan of one of those teams, I would expect attendance to be down in a lot of places. Well, if you want to get things back up, you need to go see my friends at Eros Medical Group. How was that? Was that good?
That was good.
Did I get points for that? Well, if you're going to look at it, let's see it.
I guess they're not looking at it.
Yeah. Not like it's kind of hand grenade-ish. All you got to do is get it in the right area. New York judge orders man 30 to move out of his family home after parents sue. Getting a lot of text messages, are you?
Yeah. Appropriate discipline for league personnel, which means players. Appropriate discipline. What are they going to do? Suspend them?
No. The players aren't going to stand for that. I didn't do that on purpose. That was a total accident.
No, you did that on purpose. You said, I have a really. Well, during the break, you're like, I've got a really good stand pun I'm going to use.
So squeeze in a call real quick. Kev, you're on the Blitz. Go. Hello, Kev. Okay, Kev's not there. Well, why am I not hearing anything? I mean,
that's Clyde Drexler.
This guy's done it all. Yeah. What a life.
I feel so insignificant.
What a
now.
Life. And I felt his hand. His hand is so big.
Yeah. Well, and
you,
you know what
they say if you've got big hands. You know what that means.
I know.
It means you got big gloves.
Oh, did you see the map about what states are rooting for which NBA team? Okay, 539. 3 questions, a route one way or the other. Close game. Question 3 is...
Oh, you skipped question 2?
No, I said question 2 was close game.
What was question 1?
Route one way or the other.
Isn't that sort of the same thing?
No.
Question 1 is there going to be a route one way or the other?
Yes.
Question 2 is it going to be a close game?
Well, I'm asking you to predict what you think.
I'm saying question 2 and question 1 are the same thing.
How?
They're just worded differently.
No, they're not.
If it's a close game, then it's not a route. If
those are 2 different questions.
If it's a route, it's
question
not a close
number
game.
1. Will it be right? Is this what it's going to be like all day?
All
you're just,
day.
You're just going to
all day.
You're going to be a dumb all day.
Yes.
Trevor/Tyler just sent me this thing. Would you like a Game of Thrones update?
Sure. He just sent me a D pick.
Oh, really?
I don't know why he would send you that and send me this.
It's... Well, because I sent mine back and he was embarrassed by the comparison.
Oh.
The last time that happened. So. I don't know why that's all we are anymore. And they're the loudest. Only this person is this. You can only do this. There's no room for anything else. There's no room for discussion. Doesn't frustrate me, though. You know why?
Because you have a big throbbing dong.
I would just say. I was going to say it.
I'll just let you lead your own way into this commercial.
Well,
stupid stuff we've said this week.
It does look like a beautiful baby now.
I didn't get the answer. Is it big and throbbing now? Or is it?
It looks like a beautiful baby.
Okay.
I love stupid stuff.
I know for the longest time you said it looked like a pot of peas that had been left in the sun for weeks.
Yeah.
It
was, oh, my. What's that? No, I, all kidding aside, I didn't really think I needed to have anything done, but once I did, holy bleep. Makes a difference. Feel like I'm 25 again.
You had work done on your penis?
Yeah. Well, it's not
a
work.
Lift.
It's not work. It's just
injections.
They have this regenerative medicine thing that they do that's really cool. And
Is it a cream?
No. It's not that. But you get a free consultation, so go check them out at Eros Medical, and they'll tell you. And it makes a difference.
Did it hurt?
No.
Oh, no.
No. No, no.
Oh, no.
You might want to ask the wife that.
Fred. Sorry. Whoa.
That was too easy. That was too easy. I apologize for that.
Congratulations.
No, it's not.
You might want to ask Fred's maid. He's like the Arnold Schwarzenegger of our station.
No, not my maid. No. I sweet lady, but no. No.
Oh, that's what Arnold said, too. But then he was like,
I put the baby in you.
Now, that is... You talk about product in lieu of talent fee, a brand new penis.
That's right.
Now that is incredible.
Biomechanical.
No, it's all natural.
Oh, okay. It's still yours? Yeah. Like it's made from flesh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Pull it out, Fred. What are you waiting
for? Yeah, let's see.
I'm not going to do it. No.
All right.
Nope.
They beat the
not on camera. Not without getting paid a lot more than this.
No one's paying for that, dude.
I know. what is this?
Let's start a GoFundMe, maybe, and we'll see.
No. I'm not. My penis is not for public consumption.
Brian the Stalker will pay whatever the fee.
Yeah, well.
One lump sum.
No, not doing it. Sorry. What's this idiot fan who pushed Steph Curry's pregnant wife that everybody's tweeting about?
That was Nick Sciarra.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, last night. Nick. That's what I heard. Did you hear that, Tyler? Can you confirm?
He wasn't at work today.
Yeah, Nick Sciarra apparently shoved Ayesha Curry right in the belly. And I'm not sure
it
what.
It was not Nick Sciarra.
It wasn't? Are you sure?
Nick was here today.
Oh.
Stop.
Okay.
Barry Warner.
I got bad information. That wasn't directly from me. I'm quoting a source. Clearly a flawed one. So apologies, Nick Sciarra, if that was not you. I don't want to slander your name.
Fans are stupid.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's always one. There's always one drunk idiot that does something stupid. So,
man, J.J. Watt's girlfriend is fine.
You think so?
I do. You don't?
I think she's nice. I think J.J. could have his pick of the litter, though. I think he could upgrade even.
Oh, I'm not doubting that. I'm just giving that's a quality.
That's Tep's flavor, though.
That's
I'll tell you what, quality.
Do
you
cut
think
right
that?
There.
You think she was like looking over JJ at Justin Timberlake last
night?
Yeah,
I heard people even this morning.
God, he's so handsome.
I heard people this morning. They were talking about how JJ Watt kind of just stuffed himself in between those two. I'm like, yeah.
I'm looking at him.
I would too if my chick sitting here compared to sitting next to Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Of course that guy would be all
like
elbows
JJ
out.
Watt's a good looking dude, but it's like, hey, I got to sit between you two.
I mean, that guy's like on the edge of his seat like it's a movie.
That's right.
Like a human wall, and I'd have done the same thing.
That's right.
Goodness, it's like having Fred Fowler over there.
That's so right.
My woman will never, especially with this new schlong he's got over there. My God.
It's the same one. It's just improved.
I'm going to sit between him and Annie at John's wedding, just to be fair, just to be sure.
Right.
Funny business.
Protect your space.
Thanks, Tep. So good to see you again, man.
I love you guys. Love it.
And we'll be back on Tuesday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches. We're going to have fun. Come on, y'all.